rural preservation subdivision. One thing to take note of is with the Nelson family farm rural preservation subdivision, there's a 56-foot wide access easement recorded to this lot. And so it does have access from 500 South, and that easement is recorded. Also, part of that is that that subdivision is under construction right now, so they put in water, and they actually are connecting this one to the sewer line. Well, actually, that one's on septic also. But there is a fire hydrant that's being installed roughly in this area here, and there needs to be a fire hydrant to provide fire flow within 500 feet of every home. And so that does meet the requirement for this lower area of the lot for being able to have fire flow access. So here's a closer view of the property. We've got this bottom area that's been in agricultural production. And then we've got this pond that covers quite a bit of this northwest quarter of the property. Then over here on this side, we've got some wetlands, and I will go over the map that shows where those delineated wetlands are. So here's a copy of the proposed plat. Shows that access easement coming up to the property. Again, 5 acres, shows the outline of the pond. The wetlands will be added to this before the plat's recorded, and so we'll show you the wetland map. And there is a 25-foot buffer area required around all wetlands. That's not an Army Corps requirement or a federal guideline. It's actually a city ordinance, and it's not a setback. It's actually a buffer, so it's a little bit different from the rules for a setback. There can actually be exceptions given to somebody building closer than 25 feet, and that could be approved through our city engineer, depending on the circumstances. Access, again, will be from 500 South. There is the possibility in the future there could be access from 250 West. The Probst family owns an easement to the north. For the purposes of this plat, we really only need one access point. If somebody does want to build something in the north and they need to use the access, when that building permit is presented to the city, they'll have to show they've got access to that area in order for us to sign that building permit. Here's a copy of the wetland study that was conducted on site. And the wetlands are shown in this green area here. So again, this area would be delineated on the plat with that 25-foot buffer. Most likely, we would see any construction down in the southern area, being the setbacks. There is a possibility that somebody could build something up in this northern area. There'd be a couple of things that would have to take place in order for that to happen. One would be making sure that that building is within 500 feet of a fire hydrant for fire flow. Another would be making sure that we've got proper access from 250 West, so they'd have to provide an easement document to be able to have access for that site. There's a possibility there could be something up in this area. Some discussion items, again, access from 500 South, possibly from 250 West in the future. Culinary water options, and the plat won't be recorded until we have the water rights dedicated for both outside and inside water requirements. If a private well is chosen, then that well will need to be approved through the state engineer's office before we'll sign the plat and have that recorded. If they choose to connect to the city's culinary water line, they'll need to trade over or dedicate the water rights for that culinary connection, and that'd be 0.8 acre feet.
Wouldn't they have to turn in water rights for a well as well?
Yeah, they will. So part of getting their well permit is turning over the correct water rights for that well. Fire flow, again, we've got a fire hydrant that is being installed or has been installed family rural preservation subdivision just to the south. And that was planned when the Nelson family subdivision, that property was also owned by the Probst family. The idea was that fire hydrant would be able to service both lots. Sensitive lands, again, the wetland study has been submitted. So whenever we have wetlands, a private company is contracted, a wetlands expert comes in, delineates where the wetlands are, and then we send that study to the Army Corps. The Army Corps really doesn't ever come out and decide where the wetlands are. They just review a study that's been created. So that's the next step in this process, is that study is sent to the Army Corps of Engineers for their review and their approval. And that will need to take place before the plat is recorded. again, there's incentives for a property owner to go this route. Some of the big incentives, not building all the infrastructure you normally see in a regular subdivision. So there's quite a bit of less upfront cost for this type of subdivision, but in return, the deed restriction is required. And deed restriction is very tight. Nothing's ever 100%, but this is very tight language. Really, three things would have to happen for the deed restriction to be removed. First, the property owner would have to agree to have it released. Two, the city would have to agree to that. And three, every contiguous property owner would have to agree to it. So it's pretty tight. So that would need to be recorded when the plat is recorded or right after the plat's recorded. So this item has yet to go to the water board either. We didn't have a meeting in July because it was right before the holiday. And so everything got pushed back to the August 7th meeting. So we'll have these two items that we've discussed on that August 7th meeting, get a recommendation from the water board. And then we'll take that recommendation to the city council for their final approval. Some possible findings for the planning commission to consider in your motion. The proposed lot meets the minimum requirements for the RA-143 zoning district. Proposal meets the intent of the general plan for the RA-143 zoning district. Proposal complies with the requirements for the Rural Preservation Subdivision Code. The subdivision helps comply with the vision stated in the general plan to preserve open space in a rural atmosphere. The lot will be deed restricted, so it will never be further subdivided. The development will be subject to a shared driveway maintenance plan. Actually, didn't talk about that yet. So this shared driveway, there's actually two parties that have access to this already. One is the Bonners down at the base of the driveway, and the next is the Nelson family here. And so the third will be, Peaceful Pond. Did we cite the name as Peaceful Pond or it's Wayne's Pond is the way we're going. So Wayne's Pond lot will be the third one that will have access. In the code, 5 is the maximum allowed on one access, so this is just 3 of 5, so it meets those requirements. But there needs to be an agreement on maintenance of this driveway. One of the reasons for that requirement in the code is we need to make sure that we always have emergency access, so an ambulance or a fire engine can get in. So part of that is having a maintenance agreement for all those who share the driveway. That'll need to be submitted to the city and then recorded with the plat when it's recorded. And then the duration of preliminary and final approval shall be for 1 year from the date of approval of the development by the city council. There is the possibility in our code of up to 3 1-year extensions. So essentially the approval could go on for 4 years. It's up to the city council to approve an extension. So they cannot record the plat within a year. They can ask for an extension. It is, again, by the discretion of the city council to grant that approval. And it's possible the city council could require any changes in code to apply to this subdivision. So that's one thing to consider for the applicant. So proposed conditions, deed restriction that will be recorded towards the lot must be submitted to the city for review and recorded immediately after the plat is recorded. So we'll want a rough draft of that. A note on the plat is included with language that clearly states that subdividing the lot is prohibited. So the deed restriction, the plat note would require amending the plat to remove that note. Deed restriction would require the process that we just discussed. So there's really a lot of belt and suspenders in place on this to make sure that it's not further subdivided. Fire hydrant will need to be located within 500 feet of the future dwelling, measured by the route of the fire hose from the fire hydrant to the future home site. So for sure, if a home is built on the southern part of the lot, we're within 500 feet, reaching the very top end that is surrounded by the pond and the wetlands, that we need to measure that out once we receive the building permit to make sure it meets the requirements. The BioWest wetland study must be approved by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers before the plat's recorded. So again, standard procedure whenever we have wetlands on site. Number 5, shared driveway maintenance agreement must be submitted to the city that includes the Nelson and Bonner properties. So we already did have a shared driveway agreement recorded when the Nelson lot was recorded. So it's just really including this other lot into that agreement. And number 6, approved well permit from the state engineer's office must be submitted to the city before the plat's recorded. So may you choose to build a route of a well instead of connecting to the city culinary system, we'll need an approved well permit. If they do choose to connect to the city system, then we'll just need to have the water dedicated with before the plat's recorded.
So anybody making a motion might want to amend number six to state if they decide to go with a well.
Yep, that's correct. We do have Mike Johnson here representing the applicant. He may have some comments he'd like to make, but I'd be happy to take any questions if you've got any for staff.
So I have a question. I mean, if a proposed condition is an approved well permit, you can drill a well and it comes up short, doesn't give a minimum flow. Why is it just a permit that's required, not a proven flow out of a well? I mean, on a what did you say the minimum water requirement would be?
Well, it's in our code, if it's midway irrigation company water, it's 1/10 of an acre. If it's other water rights, it's usually less, like 0.62 is usually the requirement in midway.
So for a 5-acre parcel, a 0.62 is?
Well, that's just the culinary connection.
Okay,
so outside irrigation is 3 acre feet per acre.
Got it.
For irrigated area.
So that well's going to produce.
Is the well for irrigation as well as culinary, or just culinary?
It would just be for culinary, because they have shears for outside irrigation.
Okay, yeah.
So correct me if I'm wrong. That doesn't sound correct, Ben.
We have a spring.
Okay. Yeah, they have other water rights that they'll use. So we'll go to the water board, find out how much outside irrigation they need, and they'll have to provide that outside irrigation either through shears or their on-site water rights that they've got.
Okay.
Yeah, kind of an interesting thing with the pond is there's water that flows into the pond, but less water flows in than what flows out. So the pond itself is a spring, is my understanding, so kind of interesting.
I thought, so it's a man-made pond, but it was made around a natural spring.
So that's my understanding. Ben could tell us, does that sound right?
Well, I don't think they thought there was a spring there when they built it.
Are there water rights assigned to that pond?
What's that?
Are there water rights assigned to that pond?
Not sure about that. I'd have to look.
Okay. Any other questions for Michael or for the applicant? Is there anything that you wanted to say that hasn't been covered? You're good? Okay. Well, then let me ask for a motion.
I'll make a motion.
Okay.
I'll make a motion that we recommend approval of the preliminary final approval of a rural preservation subdivision to be known as Wayne's Pond. The proposal contains one lot on 5 acres. The property is located at 378 West, 500 South, and it is in the RA-143 zone. I recommend that we accept the possible findings and the condition that you were mentioning on the 6th, which I wasn't exactly clear on. Is it have to do with the recording of it?
Well, they'd only need that well permit if they decide to go with a well as opposed to hooking into
okay,
the city's
water. So
that's
water. A condition that they'll have the well permit if they decide to go with the well. If not, they'll be
right. So that condition would be modified to only be necessary if they decide to
dig
a well.
Depending on which they go with. So
okay.
That's the condition.
Any second on that motion?
Second.
Okay. We have a motion to recommend approval with the conditions listed and that one modification. Any discussion?